Happy Halloween, everybody, and welcome back to the MOV show. Beautiful day out there.
It is.
Sunny and 82 degrees.
Perfect for trick-or-treating later.
Yeah, but before we break out the costumes and candy,
right,
we got some backyard news to cover.
Always a good idea to stay informed.
Exactly. Let's start with Belpre.
Okay.
The Belpre Industrial Parkersburg Railroad.
Yeah.
Just got a $6.9 million grant.
Wow. $6.9 million. That's fantastic.
That's huge. And it's part of a bigger project.
Oh.
A $29.7 million effort, actually.
Wow, that's a serious investment.
Yeah, to improve transportation.
Makes sense. We need good connections.
Right, across the whole region.
So what will they do with the money?
Well, they're going to fix two bridges.
Bridges? Which ones?
Linking Ohio and West Virginia.
Oh, that's important for businesses.
Absolutely. Could mean more jobs, too.
And a boost to the economy.
Exactly. Plus, think about the environment.
Yeah, good point.
Less reliance on trucks.
Less pollution. That's a win-win.
Now for some high school sports news.
All right. Love some local sports.
Both Warren and Marietta are going to the OHSAA regional semifinals.
No way. That's awesome.
The Warren Warriors.
Yeah, they've been playing great.
Just won their first district title.
Really? Wow.
Since 1999.
That's a long time.
They beat Circleville.
Nice. Who do they play next?
The Meadowbrook Colts.
That'll be a tough one.
And then there's the Marietta Tigers.
The reigning champs.
Yeah, they had a decisive win against Dover.
They're unstoppable.
They're facing Bishop Watterson Eagles next.
Ooh, those Eagles are tall.
A known height advantage.
That's a challenge.
The Warriors are all about communication.
Good strategy.
And the Tigers are focusing on defense.
Smart. You got to be adaptable.
Best of luck to both teams.
Go Warriors. Go Tigers.
Now let's talk about something important.
Okay, what's up?
The safety of our drinking water.
Yeah, that's always a concern.
The Parkersburg Utility Board has been checking for lead in the water lines.
Good, they're being proactive.
They gave their inventory to the West Virginia Bureau.
Okay.
For public health, you know.
To check for lead pipes.
Yeah, the good news is...
What?
No high levels of lead have been found.
That's a relief.
But they're still being cautious.
What are they doing?
People with lead or galvanized steel lines have already been notified.
What about the rest of us?
They're still checking where the pipe material isn't clear, you know.
So what should we do?
Check the online inventory.
Good idea.
Or request water testing if you're concerned.
Better safe than sorry.
They're also working on a plan.
A plan for what?
To replace all lead service lines.
Wow, that's a big job.
And they want to finish sooner?
Sooner than what?
Than the 3 years required.
That's good to hear.
They're also looking into galvanized steel lines.
Why those?
They can pick up lead particles.
Makes sense. Gotta be thorough.
The city's committed to helping residents, too.
How so?
Assistance programs for homeowners?
To replace pipes.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially for income-eligible folks.
That's really helpful.
Let's kick things off in Huntington. Big news for the tech world. A brand new data center's coming to town. Alpha Technologies is setting up shop in, get this, the old Appalachian Power Building downtown. You know the one I'm talking about, right? On 6th Avenue.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. It's been sitting empty for a while.
Yeah, been vacant for a while now. So it's great to see that space getting a new life. And a data center, that's pretty exciting, don't you think?
Absolutely. A 60,000 square foot data center. Think about the potential high-speed internet for folks in Huntington. No more buffering.
Say goodbye to buffering. This is a pretty big investment too, right?
Well, yeah, a major investment. $10 million to be exact. That's a huge vote of confidence in Huntington's future.
That's fantastic. And I hear it's also going to bring some new jobs to the area.
You heard right. Construction's set to begin in early 2025, and it's projected to create around 30 new jobs.
More jobs, faster internet. It's a win-win for Huntington.
Definitely a win-win. And, you know, this kind of makes you think what other opportunities are out there for Huntington and for our whole region. What other potential is just waiting to be unlocked?
Absolutely. Speaking of big changes in the future, let's talk energy. Senators Manchin and Capito, they recently sat down with the West Virginia Broadcasting Association to discuss the future of the energy industry.
Oh, the hot topic.
Senator Manchin, he seems pretty optimistic about where we're headed as a country when it comes to energy. He's really focused on innovation rather than elimination.
Right. It's not about getting rid of resources entirely. It's about finding smarter, better ways to utilize what we have.
Exactly. He even mentioned the IRA bill. He actually credits it with playing a big role in boosting not just oil and gas production, but also things like solar and wind power. He did. Yeah, I remember that. He specifically highlighted how the IRA bill has been helping boost oil, natural gas, and even LNG production.
LNG, that's liquefied natural gas, right?
Right. It's natural gas that's been cooled down to a liquid. so it can be transported more easily.
Makes sense. So he's really pushing for an all-of-the-above approach to energy.
It seems that way, yeah. And, you know, Senator Capito has also been a strong advocate for West Virginia's role in the energy sector.
Absolutely. She's very proud of West Virginia's legacy in energy production, and she sees a lot of potential in, this is interesting, nuclear energy as a way to kind of keep that legacy going strong.
Nuclear energy, that's definitely a topic that sparks a lot of debate.
For sure. But, you know, what I find encouraging is that both of our senators, even though they come from different parties, seem to be on the same page when it comes to finding solutions for our state's energy future.
I agree. It's a positive sign. Shows they're willing to work together for the good of West Virginia. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about education. Marshall University is making some waves with a new program that aims to make college admissions a whole lot easier for students in Kanawha County.
Yeah, this is a great program. It's called the Direct Admission Program, and it pretty much simplifies the whole college application process for these students.
Basically, if you're a Kanawha County senior graduating in 2025 with a GPA of 2.5 or higher, you're automatically accepted into Marshall. No need to even fill out an application.
That's right. No application necessary. Imagine you're a senior in high school. You've got enough on your plate already. This takes so much stress out of the equation and lets these students focus on finishing strong.
I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Makes that transition from high school to college so much smoother.
And the Kanawha County Superintendent, he's really hoping that this program will encourage more students to pursue higher education. Their goal is to achieve a 60% college-going rate among high school seniors.
That's a fantastic goal. Such a great initiative.
Absolutely. Okay, so before we wrap up, we do need to mention the brush fires that crews are currently battling in Logan County.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are two separate fires burning right now.
The first one is near Whitman Creek Road. And the Cora and Verdunville Volunteer Fire Departments, they're working hard to manage that one. The second fire is near Stollings, and the Logan City Fire Department is handling that one.
I was reading that the West Virginia Division of Forestry is reporting that each fire is covering an area of about 70 acres. That's hard to even picture, isn't it?
To put it into perspective, 70 acres is about the size of 50 football fields. It's a large area. But thankfully, so far, there have been no reports of any injuries or property damage.
Well, that is good news, at least. And we're back with our today's highlights segment.
Right.
We're going to be highlighting Lindsay Pinkerton and her business, Perfectly Pink LLC.
A local business, everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Local girl, Lindsay Pinkerton with Perfectly Pink.
Yes. So Lindsay's been at this for a while. You know, it looks like her story goes back to her childhood. Always been the creative type.
Interesting.
Yeah, always mixing up concoctions. You know, she said from stuff she found in nature.
Oh, I love that.
So it sounds like she was an outdoorsy kid.
Sounds like it.
Really in tune with nature.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, like, her journey into business. Did she start with Perfectly Pink or, you know, where did that all begin?
Well, it looks like she started selling in 2017, like, yeah. Really got her, you know, feet wet. But she was known for her famous coffee scrub that she made.
Oh, wow. I need to try this.
Yeah. And then, you know, from there, she like created the business.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it took off from there.
That's so inspiring. I mean, from the coffee scrub to a full-fledged business.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So I was checking out her website and it seems like Perfectly Pink has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that they sell?
All kinds of stuff. So it seems like she does shower frosting. They've got body cream, body polish, foaming hand soap, and wax melts. And, you know, all of these are handcrafted, small batches. So, you know, it's quality over quantity.
Yeah. And it seems like she's really tapped into the power of like seasonal collections.
Yes.
You know, especially with her Hocus Pocus collection.
Yes.
Which obviously is perfect for Halloween.
Perfect.
So smart.
Very festive.
Yeah, it's like she's really got her finger on the pulse of what people want, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that that's like the sign of a good business owner. You know, they're really in tune with their customer base. And you know, the seasons.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of taking the business to the next level, I noticed that she's actually moving her wholesale operations over to Fair.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Fair is a huge platform. Yeah. What do you think prompted that move?
Well, it seems like, you know, Lindsay really wants to expand her business and get her products out to more people.
Hmm.
I mean, Fair is like a curated marketplace. It's not just anybody can get on there. So the fact that she's on there speaks volumes. Like, they must have been really impressed with, you know, her products and what she's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's just really cool to see a local business owner like Lindsay kind of stepping outside of that comfort zone.
Right.
branching out and really, you know, going for it, taking risks.
It's inspiring, I think.
It is inspiring, absolutely. So for all of you listening out there, make sure to check out Perfectly Pink.
Yes.
LLC and show Lindsay some support.
Especially, you know, around the holidays.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's so important to support our local businesses, especially when they're doing amazing things like this.
Especially the handmade businesses. You know, yeah. Those are really close to the heart.
Absolutely. And, you know, it makes you wonder, what other hidden gems are out there in our community?
Right.
So many talented people, so many creative entrepreneurs just waiting to be discovered.
Yes. We'll keep an eye out.
So get out there, explore, and see what you can find.
Exactly.
That's all the time we have for today's highlight segment. We'll be back with more from the MOV show.
Happy Halloween.
Stay safe and stay informed, everyone.
See you next time.